Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
So last night, I am at my daughter's lacrosse game. My daughter, Paigey, she's in the eighth grade, plays girls lacrosse. And the same pattern showed up. That showed up seemingly like every single game. Let me share this with you. Hey, by the way, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. So they're up by these lacrosse games. They're 25-minute running clock for each half. So they play 25 minutes the first half, 25 minutes the second half. Clock runs the entire time. Except the last 2 minutes, I believe, of the game, they stop it when there's a timeout. So, you know, a funny thing. I know nothing about lacrosse. Never played it growing up as a kid. Wasn't even available at my school back in the 80s when I was growing up in Bradford, PA. Big here in Southwest Ohio. So I don't know if lacrosse is big where you are, but it sure is here. Kids play it, and wow. So my daughter's been playing for a while now. They like it. Good team sport. So they're up by six, and there's probably 5 minutes left in a game, and I could see it happening. The same thing that's been happening in all of their games towards the end. The other team, say, Paigey's team, my daughter's team, they go up by five or six goals, and then there's about 5 minutes left, 6 minutes left, and then they get a little bit complacent. The other team scores one. So they, okay, not a big deal. Now you're up four or five goals. And then the other team's like, hey, well, that was easy. Let's do it again. See, their mindset shifts like, oh, we can score. That was easy. Let's do it again. And so Paigey's team still a little bit complacent. Ah, they're never going to score five goals. Well, the other team comes right back, scores another one. Now there's still, I mean, the same amount of time, less maybe 1 minute has gone off the clock. And now instead of being up five or six, they're up three or four, and now it's getting a little tight. So what happens when you go from being complacent to now you're worrying a little bit and the other team's got momentum? You see where this is going, right? So, yeah, our team gets all tight and, you know, nobody can catch the ball. Nobody can throw the ball. Everybody's gripping it a little too tightly. And next thing you know, the other team came all the way back to – no time left on the clock, literally just about to take their final shot. And based on how they were doing, they probably would have scored because they scored about five or six goals in a row. We won. My daughter's team won by one goal, which is crazy because they were up five or six with just a few minutes left. But what happened? A predictable pattern set in. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Nothing changes if nothing changes. The same mindset, the same way that – and this has been happening, like, I'm serious, over the past 2 months of this lacrosse season. When they do get up big on a team or they get up a few goals, they give it away at the end, it seems like, every single time. So Paigey got in the car last night, and I'm not one of these helicopter dads. I could not possibly care less if my daughter's team wins or loses. I would love for her to win. I like her to feel the winning, and I like her to feel the losing. But I honestly don't give a crap because, as I tell – my daughter Laura as well, guys, make no mistake, you have no future in this sport after high school, okay? And that's great advice. And you know how I know they have no future? Because I'm not the dad who, oh my God, we got to practice, and then you're going to get a scholarship. No, you're not going to get a scholarship. I'm not so sure they actually award full lacrosse girls scholarships anywhere, especially in Division I. If they do, I don't know any girl that's ever done it. But anyway, even with that being said, you got to be honest with people. People need, if more people understood where they stand in the world today, then I think we'd be better off. You know what I mean? Like if they didn't have too high opinion of themselves, too low of opinion, they know right where they are right now. Like wherever you are, be there. And some moms or dads would listen to me. I remember one mom I was talking to, I said that. She was, oh, my daughter, you know, she's on the varsity, and she's – I'm like, oh, great. Well, I tell my girls all the time they have no future in this sport. She looked at me like, what in the hell? What are you, like, you're like the worst dad ever. Like, no, no, not really. Here's how I know, get back to that topic. They don't have a passion for it. We have a bounce back in our side yard. You throw the ball, bounces back, throw the ball, bounces back with your lacrosse stick. They're very rarely out there. You know, when I was growing up as a kid, I was pounding the pavement with my basketball. I mean, I had a basketball, will travel. Anybody's house, I didn't have a rim. I didn't have a basket. Across the street, there was this group home. We lived on 9 Elm Street. On 8 Elm Street, there was this group home where adults would live, kind of like a mental health home, you know. And it was supervised. And I remember they had a basket for anybody in the house that wanted to go out and play. Well, nobody across the street would ever use a basket. I did. I lived across the street at 8 Elm Street in Bradford, shooting baskets all the time, even in the wintertime, especially in the wintertime, you know. And then in the summertime, it was all about baseball because I had a tremendous passion for baseball. I was a pitcher and was really good. I really enjoyed it. Those are my two favorite sports. I played organized baseball and basketball. But anyway, my point being, I had a tremendous amount of passion and still didn't have a shot in you know what of ever playing. I've tried out when I went to Penn State Barrand. I tried out for the baseball team. And I think I shared this on a podcast a couple months ago. I realized in 3 minutes that I was out of my league just playing catch with these guys, the pitchers. They were throwing it like 90 mile an hour, where to the point where I had a bruise on my palm of my hand. I'm like, dude, relax. We're just playing like long toss. Relax, man. So I'm like, yeah, I'm way out of my league playing even division, whatever Penn State Erie was, Division II, Division III baseball. I'm done. I had a real eye-opener there. But getting back to the point, nothing changes if nothing changes. The mindset for my daughter's team, at the end of each game, when there's 5 to 6 minutes left, they go to getting a lot softer, they're not as aggressive, and then they get they tighten up when the other team scores, and then they lose, like they've lost a couple games that way. And that I see that in business and in life, whether you're talking about weight loss, nothing changes if nothing changes. If you want to get in great health, something must change. If you want to launch a movement, something's got to change. You can't have the same employee mentality. You can't look to somebody else to be the difference maker. You can't look to somebody else to come with the answers. You can't look to somebody else to fill in the gaps when it involves your dream. You know what I mean? And so many people, I don't know why, Sam, I don't know why this doesn't seem to be working. Well, nothing's changing. You're playing the game the same way you've always played the game. You've played the game the same way you've always been an employee, the same way you've always done everything. If you're going to keep doing that, don't expect to get the results that you've never gotten before. And I know that sounds academic, and I know that it sounds like, duh, of course. No, it's not that simple. Because when you go to apply it, then it becomes real. Like, oh, so I do got to wake up an hour early and get online and start doing this a little bit. I do have to figure out a way to record my voice or a video or an audio or something. I do got to kind of think about how I want to coach people. Yeah, when it becomes real, that's when all of the fear kicks in, the doubt, the negativity, the am I good enough to do this, imposter syndrome, all of that stuff kicks in. When you're just talking about it, that's great. I mean, anybody can talk about it. I mean, it doesn't take anything but to just say, hey, I'm a speaker. Oh, okay, great. Hey, I got a gig for you to speak this weekend. There's 300 people there. What's your product and what's your price point? What's your close ratio? Then it becomes real. You're like, I don't think I'm quite ready. So here's the thing. All right. When you really want to crush it and you want to go make every day Saturday, you got to make significant changes in your life. And that involves your mindset first, to understand that if you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. And that's what always kind of got me, you know, I'm thinking, why not me? I remember saying that to myself one time when I was, really in a low point, and I shared yesterday about how I spent $20,000 on a product launch and made $17, and it was humiliating. I laid in a fetal position for a week and allowed myself to feel sorry and ate a bag of Doritos and Oreos and just, you know, drank beer. And that was my way of getting through it. But I remember around that same time, I'm like, why not me? Like, why am I working so hard against my own vision? Why am I working so hard against myself? Why am I the person who wants to succeed? Why am I the number one saboteur? Like, why am I sabotaging my success? I'm the last person that should be sabotaged. I should be my number one cheerleader. I mean, I really should come at this thing with a lot more confidence, because if I don't, somebody else is going to do it. And that doesn't make any sense at all. Like, I'm the person to bring, excuse me, I'm the person to bring the Everyday Saturday brand out there. The message, nobody else is qualified. And I know that might sound arrogant. I'm not coming at it from an arrogant perspective. I'm saying to myself, no one else is more qualified than me to bring this everyday Saturday message, but somebody's going to if I don't. And that really got me going. Like, I need to be the change that I want to see in my own life. But if I don't start making changes in the way I think and the way I talk to myself and the way I create content, then nothing else is going to change. And so when I got out of the fetal position and I got back up and I got rocking and rolling, I thought, yeah, I'm going to put content out there. Nobody knows my, you know, nobody knows the insecure thoughts I have unless I share them with people. And God, I would never do that because that's not going to sell any product. People want a motivational, inspirational, empowering message. I'll deliver it. That's fine. Great. But something's got to change. And it's an internal. Life is an inside job. It's got to happen internally. And once it happens internally, then you show it on the outside. And then you start attracting things into your life that you never even thought that you would attract because your whole vibe shifts, man. And it's a really, really powerful time in your life for the good. And then for the bad, getting back to the girls lacrosse game, you can see the energy going in that direction last night, like going from complacent, oh, we got this, to, oh my God, we don't have this, to complete terror. And then Paigey gets in the car last night laughing. I'm laughing. I'm like, dude, come on, man. This has got to stop. She goes, oh, I know. Same thing. Happened again. Like, it's just, so I said that to her. I go, hey, babe, you know one thing, right? Nothing changes. She goes, yeah, Dad, thanks. Anyway, they don't like my motivational talk. You like my motivational talk. They don't like my motivational talks, but they've been hearing it for her for the last 14 years. So anyway, I hope this message catches you at the right time. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Even the smallest subtle change right now is going to help you because when it is go time, like I said, you're like, oh, I really do got to start doing this now. It's not going to feel like any weight at all that you got to push because of the fact that you've already prepared yourself mentally and you've already gone through some change. Change is good. Change is uncomfortable, but the more uncomfortable you get, the more successful you're going to be because now you're not afraid. You know, you can try anything. Try anything once. I hope this message resonated with you. If you want to chat, get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. I'm helping entrepreneurs, dreamers, and doers all around the globe, literally all around the world, launch their movement and get really crystal clear on what your message is. All right? If that's you, go to launchwithsam.com, book a 30-minute call with me. Would love to talk to you. And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.